Power News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, February 27th, 2018. I am Richie Ferrol. Here are your headlines. Executive Director Lizra Fabian says DAIC accepts the report of Financial Secretary Rosamond Edwards. ARIN to launch initiative to strengthen computer networks in the Caribbean region against natural disasters and cyber attacks. And German cities will be allowed to ban older diesel vehicles from some areas following a landmark court ruling. The news is brought to you compliments Court Dominica Limited. More details coming up.
Want to win some cash back? Get a cash loan of up to $10,000 from Quartz with up to 24 months to repay. That's not all. Get a chance to win the value of your loan in cash. Yes, you heard right. Plus, no security required. It does not get any better than that. A cash loan from Quartz of up to $10,000. And a chance to win the value of your loan in cash. Hop it down to a Quartz store near you. The promotion ends March 31st. See in-store for details. Quartz, bringing value home.
Here's what's making news. Recently, Dominica Permanent Financial Secretary Rosamond Edwards gave an excellent speech at the recently held National Consultation on Rebuilding and Economic Partnership, emphasizing that government will have to prioritize some rebuilding projects over the next 5 years. Edwards also stated that Dominica's GDP and revenue will decrease considerably over the next financial year due to the destruction caused to the economy by Hurricane Maria. DAIC Executive Director Lizra Fabian says, after hearing Edwards' speech, the feedback from the business community here is that they are in agreement with the statistics presented by the permanent secretary.
Okay, because what you mentioned was that there's going to be a negative effect on the growth because post Hurricane Maria, there would not be as much income as there would have been. Our exports would decrease, but our imports would increase. So that for sure would be a challenge to our business community. Our members are also faced with similar challenges where there are greater expenses, there's also increasing debt, so the potential profits from businesses would also be reduced, profits and revenue, hence the tax that's paid to the government would also be reduced. So it's a challenge for the business community as well. In terms of the negative effect on growth, businesses, I believe, would also see this happening as well. So because the businesses are affected, of course, our country will be affected because our private sector is a great engine of growth for the national economy.
DAIC Executive Director Lizra Fabian. President of the Dominica Cycling Association, Ronald Charles, has announced the winners of the association's third qualifying race, which was held on 25th February 2018. Charles says there were eight positions for this race. Eighth place went to Kim Williams. Benjamin Daniel came in seventh place. Sixth place went to Daniel John Jules. Ronald Charles came out fifth. Brahms Anderson in fourth. Third place went to Levi Barron. Second place was copped by Edison Rodet. And first place went to Coaf Barron. The Cycling Association president says these are qualifying races leading up to the historical OECS Cycling Championship, which will be held in Dominica on 1st July 2018. Charles also announced the winners of the mountain bike course.
Results of the Dominica Cycling Association third race for 2018. We have in the eighth position, Mr. Kim Williams, seventh position, Benjamin Daniel, Danelle John Jules in the sixth position, Ronald Charles in the fifth position, Bram Sanderson in the fourth position. Third position goes to Levi Barron, and the second place for this race went to Edison Rodet, better known as Killabit. And again, our winner for the third race, held on the 25th of February 2017. The winner is Mr. Coaf Barron, who did this race in 1 hour, 31 minutes, and 5 seconds. These were the winners for the, these were the places for those who have placed, sorry, for the event. Unfortunately, Mr. Hayden Mills, one of the veteran guys in the sport, did not complete the race. We have Mr. Chester Later, did not finish the race. Mr. Faberson Jean, who is a Haitian national, also did not finish the race. And Mr. Kieran Boyd also did not finish the race. Congratulations to all the athletes who made it through. Again, remember, these are qualifying races for the OECS Championship, which will be held on July 1st, 2018. Again, in the mountain bike category, the youngster, Mr. Ajani Kazemi, won that prize, the first place prize. And the girl who participated in the race also won. The first place winner goes to Miss Pearl Luke.
Charles also extended invitations to all Dominicans to come out on 4th March 2018 to support the cyclists in the association's fourth qualifying race, which he says will be a very short route.
The next race is carded for the 4th of March 2018. And this again is going to be an extremely quick race or a fast race. And it will be from the Marboids Bar area to Layu and back. That's it. So we're looking forward to it. And it's on the 4th. The time of the race will be about 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Let me just tell our fans, supporters again, that the race will be carried live. And we're also looking at ensuring that, because it is a short race, that fans and supporters, please note that by about 2:30, 2:35, they're about. If the race starts at 2, about 2:35, it would be over. So it's a very short race, but it would be a very quick race from Marboids Bar to Layo and back. We're looking forward to all the participants again taking part in this race, and we're looking forward to a wonderful event this coming Sunday.
President of the Dominica Cycling Association, Ronald Charles. This is Q95 News. Minister for Information, Communications and Technology, Kelvin Daru, says classes are expected to recommence soon at the ICT Center of Excellence. Daru says part of the center, which is located at the Dominica State College campus, is presently being utilized by DSC students. He advises the Indian tutors will be returning to resume their roles at the center.
As it relates to the Center of Excellence for Information and Communication Technology, we are now utilizing part of the building for the Dominica State College to host the classes, but we've already written to the Indian High Commissioner through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to give them the assurances that once we have that section of our building back in place, we will once again be calling on the Indian tutors so they can resume their roles in tutoring and mentoring our young people as it relates to the advancements and the various courses that they will undertake at the Center of Excellence. Because I believe this is a major, major project that the government has to continue to pursue, because you can well imagine that moving forward in the technology world that we live in, we have to ensure that we have a cadre of young people trained in the requisite skills so that they can make a meaningful contribution towards the development of their country and also in the region. And we'll be coming back with the courses at the Center of Excellence once we have settled these issues.
Minister for Information, Communications and Technology, Kelvin Daru. Former chairman of the Girardel Eggleston Village Council, Ashworth Williams, has commended government for the installation of washroom facilities in the twin communities. He says many residents used these facilities as a safe haven during the passage of Hurricane Maria.
Well, we accomplished a lot of projects. We did a lot of projects in the community. But one that comes to mind is the washroom facilities. We got that project on the way and it's almost fully completed. Some people still have one, two little things to be done. And that housing assistant will come in handy for the people, because some of them, their house wasn't 100%. Well, some people lose all their whole house. That is a thing you have to start from scratch. And then, we have to compliment the government for the washroom facilities, because if it wasn't for some of the washrooms, some people could have lose their life, because some people had to go to to their washroom, right? When their house went, the washroom was still standing. So there they survived the hurricane. And that was a good project because 20 people in Eggleston benefited, and 20 in Girardin. And it was a good project. That is one of our greatest projects.
Meantime, Williams is calling on the Solid Waste Management Corporation to review the schedule for garbage collection within the two communities.
And I was never, as a councillor, I was never in favor of garbage curbside collection. I always wanted, when the day come, that the truck comes and take the garbage and move. Now we have a garbage on our hand, right? For 2 weeks now, all the garbage is there, and that is making the community look dirty. I want to send out a message to Mr. General Jacobs. I want to see him personally myself, because I want that garbage thing to be done and done properly. If you come in Wednesday, you make people put up their garbage, that is the day you should come. Don't let it wait for 2 weeks and then the garbage, the dogs go, mess it up and make it worse. Right? I want to meet General Jacobs myself as the past chairman.
And that was former Girardel Eggleston Village Council Chairman Ashworth Williams. The parliamentary representative for the Portsmouth constituency, Ian Douglas, has expressed disappointment in the United Workers' Party for not contributing to the Build Back Better initiative. He says the national consultation held last week is proof the government is committed to building Dominica back better. Mr. Douglas has challenged members of the United Workers' Party to bring forth an initiative to the people that will support the Build Back Better initiative.
And even United Workers' Party as a party, as a collective, has not proffered one alternative to the Building Back Dominica approach. Not one, not even at the consultation. And you know, you must keep playing the various contributions from the consultation, because it is very instructive and very insightful, and it gives us an insight as to who is serious about the development of Dominica First and the rebuilding and the magnitude of the challenge that is before us. I mean, you heard the FS said that this thing will take us, you know, we have to do this thing in 3 years, 4 years, as 5-year plan that mm-hmm. the government has. So right now it's not even per se about, you know, which political party you support or which PAL rep you agree with. I mean, as a collective, the opposition have just failed to come to the table. They have failed to step up to the plate. There is nothing anybody who supports the opposition right now can call, even on their talk shows and on their program, to say, well, okay, the opposition has suggested X. Maybe we should look at it and maybe it's workable. Let's try it. Okay, they have identified other sources of financing, of funding, other than the Citizenship by Investment program. Let us look at it. Maybe there may be a point to be pursued. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And I challenge them still. We're still waiting for them to come with something, come with an alternative. That is what an opposition party is supposed to be, you know, a government in waiting, an alternative to the government. And is that the alternative that we are to offer the Dominican people whenever elections are held?
Meantime, Mr. Douglas has also expressed his disappointment in the political representation of the parliamentary representatives for the Roseau Central, Roseau North, and Roseau South constituencies.
They called them again. The national consultation was last week, Monday. I mean, you are parliamentary representative for the capital city in my country. You hold important seats that generate economic activity. The heartbeat of the country revolves around the capital and its suburbs, Roseau North, Roseau South. None of those parliamentary representatives had nothing to say on behalf of their people. Not one roof you needed to be covered, not one road you needed to be patched. I mean, nothing at all. You couldn't even appear on behalf of your people. That is what political representation have dwindled down to in Dominica. I mean, when we go to the polls, whenever the next election is, that is what the people must ask themselves. What kind of representation they want for the next 5 years? Because once you elect a parliamentary representative, you're stuck with him for 5 years.
That was parliamentary representative for the Portsmouth constituency, Ian Douglas. Q95 News will make attempts to contact the MP for the Roseau Central, Roseau North, and Roseau South constituencies to provide their views on these statements. You're listening to Q95 News. A new initiative in the Caribbean region will focus on making the region's computer networks better able to defend against natural disasters and cyber attacks. The thrust is spearheaded by the American Registry for Internet Numbers, ARIN, a non-profit corporation that manages the distribution of internet number resources in Canada, the United States, and several countries in the Caribbean region. It is supported by the Caribbean Telecommunications Union, known as the CTU, and the Caribbean Network Operators Group, CARIBNOG. We want to ensure we meet our community where they are, said Bevel Wooding, Caribbean Outreach Liaison at ARIN. By partnering with the CTU and CARIBNOG, ARIN hopes to provide persons its service in the region with the opportunity to join a growing group of individuals and organizations committed to deepening technical capacity and strengthening the internet across the Caribbean. And German cities will be allowed to ban older diesel vehicles from some areas following a landmark court ruling. The Federal Administrative Court in Leipzig said the cities of Stuttgart and Düsseldorf could legally ban older, more polluting diesel cars from zones worst affected by pollution. The ruling sets a precedent for other cities, and analysts said it could lead to similar action across Europe. The government, which had opposed the bans, said they could still be avoided. The ruling by a top federal court came after German states had appealed against bans imposed by local courts in Stuttgart and Düsseldorf. The environmental group DUH brought the cases after about 70 German cities exceeded European Union limits for nitrogen oxides last year. Diesel emissions containing nitrogen oxides can cause respiratory disease. And that's the Prime Evening News. First, a recap of our headlines. Executive Director Lazara Fabian says DAIC accepts the report of the Financial Secretary Rosamond Edwards. ARIN launches initiative to strengthen computer networks in the Caribbean region against natural disasters and cyber attacks. And German cities will be allowed to ban older diesel vehicles from some areas following a landmark court ruling. The news was brought to you compliments Scott's Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our newscasts, you can log on to our website. That website is q95da.com to view the stories, or you can click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message. Those numbers are 616-2130 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, where...